Hello everybody, it's me, Stall23, back in another video. In this video, I want to talk about having boldness and not having fear when sharing the gospel with the lost and attempting to lead people to the Lord. Now, this is something which I've needed a lot recently because I decided to become more active in evangelism. And of course, sometimes we as human beings can get in the flesh and become fearful of what the world will think of us or do to us if we try to share the gospel with them. And that seems to be a common reaction nowadays. People feel the awkwardness of the situation, or they feel like they might be ridiculed, or they might fail in getting somebody saved. But here's the thing. If you have that attitude, then nobody's going to get saved at all. The attitude we ought to have is that the person you're talking to who needs to hear the gospel is a sinner in need of a savior, just as you once were before somebody shared the gospel with you. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God, according to the Bible. There are a lot of people out there, who haven't accepted Christ as their personal Savior are on their way to hell because of that. But Christ commissioned us, He commanded us to share the gospel with them so that they can to be saved. The Bible says in Mark chapter 16, verse 15, "And He said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." So it's a command from Jesus to preach the gospel, to go into the world and share our testimony, share what we know about Jesus and about the Bible so that they too can believe and be saved. We've been commissioned. That's our job to fulfill. But for some people, that's not enough. Knowing that it's a commandment from Christ still doesn't really move them. We still tend to make excuses and about why we can't talk to people and share the gospel. Maybe some don't go out and do door-to-door soul winning or witnessing to strangers, but there's still opportunities for you to share the gospel and witness to those in your personal life. Because I doubt that every person that you, the person watching this video, knows is a saved Bible-believing Christian. Everybody has a friend, a family member, a coworker, a schoolmate, a neighbor, a person who they might come across every now and then, who they know and are comfortable with talking to, who may not be saved. And why not bring up the gospel to them? If you know them, why not make sure that they're saved and they're on their way to heaven? That's definitely a good place to start for those who may be a little bit more timid on the side of going out and speaking to other people. But then even then, people still might try to make up excuses. Excuses might be, well, what if they think negatively of me? Or I don't want to ruin the friendship or a family relation because of that. Another excuse might be, I'm not a good speaker. I can't talk to them in most situations, so I'll just leave somebody else to do it. I'll just pray that somebody else goes and do it. Well, here's the problem with that. I want to first talk about the second excuse that I just brought up, because it reminds me of the story of Moses. In the book of Exodus, in Exodus chapter 4, verse 10 to 15, it says, "And Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore, nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. And the Lord said unto him, Who hath made man's mouth, or who maketh the dumb or deaf or the seeing or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say. And he said, O my Lord, send, I pray thee, by the hand of him whom thou wilt send. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses, and he said, Is not Aaron the Levite thy brother? I know that he can speak well. And also, behold, he cometh forth to meet thee, and when he seeth thee, he will be glad in his heart. And thou shalt speak unto him, and put words in his mouth, and I will be thy mouth, and with his mouth, or with thy mouth, and with his mouth, and will teach you what ye shall do." So, in this story, this is when Moses is talking to God out of the burning bush. And Moses tries to make an excuse for why he can't help Israel, and that excuse is because he can't speak well, because he's not eloquent in speaking. He just can't do it. But God replies by telling Moses, "I will be with thy mouth and teach thee what thou shalt say." So saying that you can't share the gospel because you're not good at speaking, because you're not an eloquent speaker, is not a good excuse, because God will be with you. Remember, the Lord said this in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7-8, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened." So if you have trouble with speaking, just ask the Lord, pray about it, and he will help you. Worrying and brooding over the fact that you aren't good at talking isn't going to help you improve. You need to both practice, but also pray before witnessing to somebody. Pray to God to give you the wisdom and to preach and the boldness as well, and to pray that the Spirit of God works in your heart, works in the heart of this unsaved person and draws him to conviction. Now, what about the excuse of fear, that they're just afraid to do it because of what people might think or what people might do or how they might react? And this ties in with a video that I made a couple days ago about facing persecution. I recommend that you go and watch that video after watching this video if you haven't already. But just in summary, the Bible teaches that we are going to face persecution if we live godly in Christ Jesus. It's something to be expected. It's not something you can just avoid. If you are a Christian and you're doing God's will, you will face opposition and hate from the world. It's a guarantee. So you shouldn't be afraid of it. You should be prepared for it. As Christians, we should have a desire to obey God's word and fulfill his word. The Bible says in Acts chapter 5, verse 29, we ought to obey God rather than man. So if somebody tells you not to preach the gospel, or they don't want to hear it, or they don't think that there's something wrong, you're going to face something. Not everybody out there is going to want to hear the gospel, okay? Don't be afraid about that. That's going to happen. It's a guarantee. What you're doing, however, is obeying God. You're doing what he's commanded, and you should rejoice in that. If the reaction from the person you're preaching to is a little bit more negative, to the point that you face reviling, you face persecution, again, don't worry about it. The Bible says in Matthew 5, 10-12, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. So when we face persecution, we're blessed, according to the Bible. If you're saved, if you know that the word of God is the truth, and that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life, then don't worry about it, because you know that God's on your side. And you know that you have the ability to lead this person to the Lord, that if they just believe, they can get saved. And the promise that God gave to us, the hope that we have that God is with us to fulfill the Great Commission, is what we should is what should give us the boldness to go out and witness to people. And we see several examples of this in the Bible. For example, in the book of Acts, in chapter 4, verse 29-33, and now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the names of thy holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken, where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. So this passage begins back in verse 24, where the apostles begin to pray to God. And in verse 29, they asked him to give boldness to speak the word. So again, you should pray before speaking the gospel to somebody. It's not just to give you the ability to speak, but also to overcome fear, to be bold. If you ask God for it, he will help you overcome the fear. Again, at the end of the book of Acts, we see this in chapter 28, verse 30-31. And Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own hired house, and received all that came in unto him, preaching the kingdom of God, and teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus with all confidence, no man forbidding him. So take the example of the apostles in the book of Acts, that they had confidence, they had boldness when speaking the word. And we know if we read the whole story of the book of Acts, they faced much more persecution than those in the world today. In this day and age, we may come across stumbling blocks here and there, but in the United States, where I'm assuming most of my viewers live, it should be easy to go out without worrying about ending up in prison or the death penalty or being killed by a mob, like something that would happen in the book of Acts. And even if that were to happen, remember, God promises that you are blessed. It says in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7-8, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me as prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. So again, the spirit which is within you is not one of fear. If you walk in the spirit, if you pray, if you obey the commandment of God, the Lord will guide you to do it with boldness. All you have to do is to just take the first step of faith and become determined to share the gospel. That's why this passage here says not to be ashamed of the testimony. In Romans chapter 1, verse 16, it says that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. So just keep that in your mind the next time you're faced with an opportunity to share the gospel, to witness to somebody. The person standing in front of you who you're talking to could be on their way to hell, and the words that you speak according to the Bible are the power of God, is the power of salvation. You have no idea what that person's reaction will be. You have no idea if they're going to persecute you or not. they might actually accept it. Okay, you got to keep that in mind. They might end up getting saved, but if you don't say anything, they may never get saved. Okay, perhaps you're the only one standing between them and salvation. You're an ambassador of Christ, as the Bible calls us, who failed to fulfill your role. So don't be afraid of failure. There are many people who reject the truth, but there are also a lot of people out there who are willing to hear the gospel and who are willing to believe. So just speak to them boldly and keep in mind that the gospel you're sharing with them is powerful and life-changing, and keep in mind that God is on your side. So get ready, and if you struggle, the person watching this video, if you struggle with sharing the gospel because you have a problem with having boldness, I suggest you keep this final verse in mind. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 6, it says, "The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me." So God is with you. Don't be afraid, but be bold. All right, that's it for this video. Thank you, everybody, for watching, and goodbye.